Deeper Learning, how 8 innovative public schools are transforming education in the 21st century. Author, Monica Martinez and Dennis McGrath. Deeper Learning in brief. Deeper Learning is the process of preparing and empowering students to master essential academic content, think critically, and solve complex problems, work collaboratively, communicate effectively, have an academic mindset, and be self-directed in their education. It fully encompasses the educational goals that, taken together, constitute the foundation for developing the single most important ability students should possess, the capacity for learning how to learn. In an ever-changing world, one in which knowledge and its applications have the potential to shift almost daily, nothing is more valuable. Deeper Learning offers a framework for educators and schools to rise to the challenge of preparing students for college, careers, and the world today. Strategies for today's world. Strategy number one, connect. Create a community of learners. The schools that are highlighted here hold fast to the belief that developing students into self-directed, responsible learners concerned for the learning of others is a fundamental requirement for deeper learning. But helping students become responsible for their own learning is an incredibly challenging task that cannot be accomplished by any individual teacher acting alone. What is demonstrated vividly through these schools is the power of a learning community to transform students' lives when a culture exists that values relationships, trust, and respect, and simultaneously presses students consistently to do their best. By setting of high expectations and the support and encouragement needed to meet them, through a collective responsibility for learning, positive social ties and continual reminders of adults' high expectations contribute to what educational researchers Camille Farrington has dubbed an academic mindset. In a 2013 review of several studies, Farrington found that motivation to pursue deeper learning objectives depends on 4 key perceptions by students. I belong to this academic community. I can succeed at this. My ability and my competence grows with my effort. And this work has value for me. We found schools pressing home these messages in a variety of ways, as teachers constantly called on students to identify their interests, ask questions, solve problems, analyze, communicate, collaborate with one another, and seek out resources and opportunities to enrich and expand their lives. Strategy number two, empower. Activate students to lead their own learning. Designing relevant and engaging experiences for students is a tall order. As teachers work to align projects and assignments with evolving academic standards, and also use and develop appropriate methods to ensure student work is fairly assessed. Yet on our school visits, we repeatedly were impressed by the skill with which so many teachers managed to combine authenticity and meaning with required academic content. Strategy number three, contextualize. Tie subjects to each other and keep it real. A particularly powerful way to add meaning to learning is to make the subject matter both integrated and relevant. High school students commonly complain that they can't see why they have to learn much of what they're required to study, because they'll never need it in real life. But you won't often hear this lament at schools that embrace deeper learning. At these innovative institutions, curricula are carefully and strategically integrated so that what students learn in one class is meaningful and applicable in another. Additionally, teachers constantly remind students of the real-world relevance of what they're learning by explicitly building the real into assignments and units, and by taking students into the world and bringing the world into school to make real life a natural part of the learning process. Strategy number four, reach. Network beyond school walls. A key strength of schools that truly embody deeper learning is their strategic use of partnerships to support their vision for students. By reaching out to their communities in creative and unconventional ways, deeper learning schools tap resources, engage mentors, and ultimately, significantly widen their students' horizons. While schools of all types can engage in these alliances, the trend has been particularly productive when it comes to schools oriented towards science, technology, engineering, and math, the STEM subjects. Innovative partnerships with museums, high-tech corporations, and colleges not only offer kids sophisticated resources, such as industrial labs, that ordinary schools could rarely, if ever, provide on their own, they also provide real-world excitement that's inspiring a new wave of students to explore STEM-centered careers. At King Middle School in Portland, students have teamed up with city officials and the Gulf of Maine Research Institute, a local nonprofit marine science center, to brainstorm tactics to control local invasive plants. In San Diego, high-tech high students have worked with the San Diego Blood Bank to design informational DVDs about blood-related health issues and build dioramas with embedded video displays to publicize the need for blood donors. The common threads in all of these joint ventures is that students are constantly connecting with people and resources outside of the school walls, enriching each student's learning experiences in unique ways. Cultural and scientific institutions, nonprofit organizations, and even for-profit businesses provide the schools with novel and meaningful opportunities for learning, while also making what they learn inside the classroom more relevant to the wider world. Strategy 5. Inspire. Customize learning to motivate each student. Finding the spark, a subject, idea, or project that makes a student light up, is the key to customizing learning experiences for individual students. In order to tailor learning to meet individual students' educational needs and aspirations, teachers should seek out and develop a balanced knowledge of each student's unique tendencies, circumstances, and interests through formal performance observations and informal casual conversations, insights from parents or other teachers. Strategy 6. Wire. Make technology the servant, not the master. Schools that take on deeper learning ethos eagerly embrace all sorts of technology and thoroughly integrate it into their students' days. Their teachers accept that innovative technologies are most certainly here to stay and realize that they don't have to be a distraction. Thus, you'll rarely see students lugging textbooks through the halls of King Middle School, Impact Academy, or High Tech High, among others. Instead, kids are nimbly managing all kinds of new technology, communicating with each other through email and social media, writing away on desktops, laptops, and tablets, creating unique projects with tools including iMovie, Flash, Flickr, and Mashups, and conducting sophisticated research in technology-based facilities such as High Tech High's Advanced Biotechnology and Robotics Labs. Strategy number 7. Invest. Designate deeper learning as the new normal. We have taught students in the K-12 educational system how to memorize facts through multiple forms of drill and kill. We've trained them to get by, to follow the directions and expectations of their teachers, but we have not, in mass, taught them to engage in learning. Therefore, how can we be surprised that only 33% of all students who go to college are actually prepared for what they encounter? The traditional way that schools are organized and the form teaching generally takes are increasingly at odds with the cultural shifts produced by the digital age in which students use technology to share ideas, form communities, collaborate, participate, produce, and create locally, nationally, or globally. If education doesn't transform, not only will it become irrelevant, but it will generate more and far-reaching inequality with regard to education and broader life outcomes that have for years been linked to educational attainment. With so much change and nearly as much opacity regarding what's to come in this century and the next, it's incumbent on all of us to rethink what is needed and valued in our learning, our work, and our lives, a process that should live at the core of our education system. Now more than ever, we need to reignite students' curiosity and instill a hunger for learning by expecting and empowering them to achieve more. And that expectation has to go far beyond the rote memorization of facts. It has to embody the development of an academic mindset that enables students to master core academic content, think critically, solve complex problems, work collaboratively, communicate effectively, and be the true leaders of their own learning.